Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Los Angeles Lakers hammered last night. Now, they had this big game over the weekend against the Warriors.
In overtime, a big game. I was watching that on ABC, Chris. That was a big national game.
LeBron goes 36-20-12. Double OT. Great individual performance. Steph goes for 46. It was big time. But in reality, it was two mediocre teams. And it was a great show, right? Like you said, right? It was a great experience for that one night.
No, it was.
Reason it was so close, because they both bad. Or mediocre, average, whatever you want to call them.
Both of them.
The Warriors are the 12th seed, so they're not even on pace to make the play-in. They're like 2.5 games out of the play-in. And the Lakers are holding on to dear life for the play-in. They're a game ahead of 11th-seeded Houston, which hammered them last night. So the Lakers, ninth seed, or tied for ninth seed with Utah, but I think the Lakers are slightly ahead of them. Maybe the tiebreaker, whatever it is. But anyway, so the question, Rob, as always seems to be the case, and the Ringer wrote a big article about it, what should the Lakers do? Now, they proposed all types of moves that they could make before the trade deadline to get them into contention, despite the fact that LeBron and Anthony Davis are playing tremendous basketball. Both of them likely headed to the All-Star game. LeBron was voted in by the fans.
But not affecting winning, Chris. Unbelievable.
Well, no. I mean, LeBron's giving you 25-7-7, as he does pretty much every year, if not more. And Anthony Davis giving you 25-12 boards and 2.3 blocks. So AD is playing great. I actually voted AD to go to the All-Star game.
You voted him over LeBron, right?
Yeah. I think he's been having a better year. LeBron's having a very nice year, but AD's giving it to you also on the defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, I mean, like you said, Rob, they are not affecting winning. They're 24-24.
They should not be 24-24 in this league. There's so many bad teams, Chris.
I mean, I don't think there's that many bad. I mean, the league is the league. There's always some bad teams, but there's a lot of good teams, too.
There are a lot of teams, though, the Pistons, the Spurs. I'm just saying where they should be able to – I don't know. Where's Houston now?
You got a lot of good teams. Houston's actually pretty good. Houston's the 11th
over 500?
Team, but they're pretty good. They're 22-24. They're the one that – I'm sorry, they're 22-24, a game behind the Lakers who are at 500. The league is pretty good. I mean, the West, Minnesota, nice. Denver, nice. OKC, nice. Clippers, nice. Sacramento, nice. Phoenix getting it together, nice. Dallas, nice. Pelicans been playing good ball. They slipped a little bit lately, nice. Like, those are the teams ahead of the Lakers. I mean, and the thing is, Rob, look, if the Lakers can make a move great. But what move exactly is that? I've got a defensive player of the year candidate who's also giving me 25 points a game in AD in the prime of his career. I've got LeBron James playing well, putting up numbers, not defending, but putting up numbers. He's a scorer now and still gives you a bunch of assists. And I've got role players, Austin Reeves, not bad. D'Angelo Russell, not bad. Rui Hachimura, not bad. Jared Vanderbilt, athletic defender. Like, what move are you making? I'm just saying, like, and I get it. They may, look, if they can get DeJounte Murray out of Atlanta, that'd be nice. He's long, he's athletic. He was a great defender at one time. Maybe could be again. But my point is this, it's frustration, Rob.
But it's window dressing sometimes. You just got to feel like you got to make a move. I hear what you're saying.
I'm just like, what move are you? It is not easy, obviously.
Right. But
building around LeBron and AD or LeBron. It just don't. These are good, pretty good players. They're not getting it out. If everybody wants to blame Darvin Ham, fine.
Didn't he win the in-season tournament? Darvin
won in-season tournament. They went to the Western Conference Finals a year ago with Darvin Ham. I'm saying this, Rob. Look, are we screaming from the top of our lungs? What is Philly going to do to get Joel Embiid a championship?
Right.
What is Milwaukee going to do
Fire
to get Giannis a championship?
Right.
Boston. Denver, do they need... I mean... This is your squad. If LeBron and AD are still that good, make it happen. I mean, at least to the point where you might be a top eight seed. Not a birthright. When Jordan was in Washington, was there all this talk about we got to get him somebody so he can win? You play it out. Was it all that talk?
The last 6 years in Kobe, Chris. I mean, let's think about whatever they did. What did they not make it, Rob G, the last 5 or 6 years of Kobe's career? Chris, Kobe wasn't in the playoffs the last 5 years.
That's what I'm saying. And again, look, I would love to see LeBron get a team that could compete for a championship. I'm just saying... Every single year, everybody's hand-wringing over what should his team do. I've never seen it. Steph, is everybody yelling about the Warriors got to do something? I don't get it. Is it because we know LeBron needs six or, you know, wants to get the six?
There you go. You just said it. Because it's about LeBron. And people feel like, well, he can't waste away his last few years because people know deep down that if he can't even get to the six, Chris, even though he's lost all those other championships, they know without having six, he don't have a real case. Like, they need the six so to be able to say, well, he won as many as him. He went to many more. He's the all-time leading scorer. You know, like, you got to compile this other stuff. He won the first in-season tournament. He did this. He did that. But if LeBron is stuck on four, Chris, right, with six losses or whatever it is, then what is your argument? What is your argument?
I think Jordan is the GOAT. I think there's an argument for LeBron. I don't agree with it, but obviously the longevity, the individual accomplishments, you know, as far as the counting stats, the leading scorer all time, going to be top, or is top five in assists, and winning with multiple teams. Like, that's the argument. I think Jordan's argument is better, but you might have hit it on the head, Rob. Maybe that. I guess that's it. I guess everybody is like, to make it a real discussion,
right,
or to convince the old heads like us, or something like LeBron win. Maybe he's got to win another. Because I've never seen this, Rob.
Right.
I've never seen it.
Everything is, no matter what they've done, no matter what players they've cleaned out, no matter who they bring in, it's never enough. If things aren't going right, and you just said it, AD's having an all-star season, LeBron's having an all. That's not enough to win, Chris.
Right. That's not enough to be legitimately competitive?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
How could that not be enough?
Saying.
LeBron ain't putting up 13 points.
Right. I mean, I just think as the stars of the team, and it's not just LeBron. In fact, you can argue it's more so AD. He doesn't have the versatility and the skills of LeBron. LeBron's got the ball in his hands more. But on those two, I'm saying, are y'all as good as you're supposed to be? I mean, I'm not, you know, you're not going to go to them as a coach and say that, but you guys need to carry us. The role players are role players. That's what I'm saying, Rob. Like, and again, maybe they'll make a move. I'd love it if they could get DeJounte Murray. But I just think this pressing, we got to get LeBron another title. All of us would love to see him be able to compete for a championship. But it's not a birthright.
What would you do, though? If you're the Lakers, Chris, would you retool everything or would you move LeBron? Has the time come to just say, you know what, this isn't going to work. We can't keep wholesale changes every year. Maybe we're not going to be in line to maybe LeBron's time here is done. Maybe it's just done here and he has to go somewhere else.
That's interesting because he has the opt out after this season.
Maybe this is it.
As a free agent.
Maybe this is just it. It's tapped out.
I think, you know.
Because then remember the Bronny thing, Chris, is the next. Then you're the Lakers.
And I've seen Bronny, and I think he's got the basketball IQ, you know, similar to his dad. He could be a point guard in this league. What I've seen at USC, he ain't ready. Like, he shouldn't be coming out this next year.
You know he is, though, right?
I don't know, but I guess if he does, and
he can't. He's gonna take another year with LeBron. Do you know what I'm saying? You're racing against the clock too.
And I will say this: if Bronny stay, you know how it goes, Rob. The longer you stay, the more they scrutinize you.
Right.
But he just, you know, obviously the situation with the heart set him back. So I think he's probably still just getting himself back to where he wants to be from that. But he hasn't had like some tremendous year at USC. So I don't know. It's interesting. You know, you could look. I would talk to LeBron. If I'm the Lakers, I would respect him, obviously. Sit down with him and say, look, would you rather us try to make moves? I mean, I don't know if I put it that way. He'd probably say, yeah, make moves so we can get better. But are you open to being moved? Do you want to be moved? If not, we'll keep you. But if you want to be moved, we can explore something. We can't promise it, but we'll explore it. So it's interesting. I would just be talking man-to-man with LeBron about it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
What?
Open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Forget this. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's go to the NBA, Rob. And interesting story by John Hollinger, former colleague of ours at ESPN, and used to be in the front office for the Memphis Grizzlies.
But so there's a number of guys who are sports writers who turned into GMs. You
David
know that?
David Kahn was in Minnesota.
I remember David Kahn very vividly as a writer.
Yeah. None of them really made their mark in the front office.
In baseball, they did.
Hollinger or Kahn did.
Fred Clair was the former GM of the Dodgers, Chris. They won World Series. Fred Clair, I think they won one at least. And Frank Cashin, who was the Mets GM when the Mets won in 86, he was a Baltimore sports writer who turned into a GM.
Any brothers made that jump?
Good question.
I don't think so. I can think of. Wonder why.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, anyway, we're getting to the NBA, Rob. And this article by Hollinger was talking about this scoring explosion. Now, check this out, Rob. If you haven't been paying attention, scoring is way up in the NBA, not only among teams, but individual players. All right, so here, listen to this, Rob. This is incredible. From the start of the game, the first seven decades of the history of the NBA. This was up until January of 2023, Rob.
All right.
7 decades, 70 years, only 6 players had ever scored 70 or more points in an NBA game.
Okay.
6. It's happened 4 times since January 2023, and twice in the last 2 weeks. Luka had 73, Embiid had 70 recently. And so that's just one of the examples, but scoring is way up, which is it's good to have offense, but you don't want it to become, you know, teams essentially scoring all the time. And they're not scoring all the time. The percentage of points or possessions they're scoring on is only slightly higher than it's been in the past. But it's the three-pointers, Rob. You know, the teams are taking essentially about 40% of their shots are from three. So that's almost half your shots are now worth 3 points instead of 2. So that's one reason scoring's up. And then because of the threat of the three, defenses are stretched out to the limit, right? Because they're guarding the three-point line. Once you beat your defender, which is easy to do if you got handle, and these dudes got handle, and you can't hand check, Rob, so they can beat you off the dribble, and then it's easy to get to the bucket and score. And scoring on two-point shots, Rob, is way up because teams aren't really taking nearly as many long mid-range jumpers. They're getting all the way to the hole or in the paint or short mid-rangers. So the offenses have become really good and efficient. But the question is all of this scoring good for the game? You know, Rob, you know baseball. That's your sport. I mean, we all love the home runs, right, with triples, exciting plays, stolen bases. But you don't want softball out there. Right, you don't want 15.
Nobody wants softball.
Regular games of 15 to 12. So where are you at on this scoring spree in the NBA,
Chris? I gotta admit, I understand the NBA wanted to improve the scoring. They were tired of the Pistons and 70 points and all that. I understood that, but what we're watching now defensively, where you can't do anything to players. And it's a free-for-all. All the European players have told us it's so easy to score in the NBA, and we have seen it. And what this game has turned into. You heard Steve Kerr recently just say how this is just enough is enough. Chris, it's almost unwatchable night after night, how many nights are we doing our radio show and the update we get from Steve or somebody, and somebody's down by 35 points in the first half?
Blowouts, that's a whole nother
issue. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
but
blowouts are tough to watch.
It is just, I don't think it's a good product just to have scoring. And I'm not saying we want to go back to 70 points.
No,
I don't want to go back to 70.
No.
But I don't like this NBA. I don't like all of these points, and it's so easy, and defenders are at a disadvantage, and they can't do anything to defend. That used to be a skill that was big, Chris, and the Dennis Rodmans and Ben Wallaces, and people would roll up their sleeves and, you know what
and
I mean,
even
and
the
dig
best,
in.
Like Jordan and, you know, even some of the best offensive players. Even LeBron was a great defender in his heyday.
Right? And dig in, Chris. It's okay. We used to talk about the NBA all the time, Chris, in the playoffs. Sometimes games came down to what? Getting a stop at the end.
And it's not that they aren't putting forth effort on defense, Rob. I think they've just, you know, offenses have become incredibly efficient, and they build everything around that three-point line. And these guys are shooting it well and hitting the shots. And, again, because the floor is so spaced, you beat your man, which is easy to do when they can't hand guard you, right? Hand check you. And now it's just a free-for-all at the rim. So I hear you. I've said for a long time, it wasn't necessary. I didn't see this is the reason that scoring would be way up. I just didn't. I think there's a threshold, and I don't know that we've hit it. But, Rob, I think I don't know what it even is, but there's a threshold where when you take so many threes, the game becomes junky. It becomes a caricature of itself.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that with the All-Star game, right? The All-Star game's not fun to watch. Now, I know they're not defending hard in that, but still, they shoot so many threes that it's just a joke. My answer to that, Rob, and I think it would help in this regard as far as the scoring too, would be to cut off the three-point line at either, you know, it's an arc.
I know you said it before in the corners.
Right, yeah. But I don't know if you cut it off at the free throw line extended or if you want to just cut it off, you know, where the arc ends and it becomes a straight line. But basically you're eliminating that corner and side three. And to me, what that does is it, because you can't just put 5 men at the three or four men at the 3-point line anymore and run high pick and roll and then kick it out to them or ISO like that. What it would do is it would bring back post play. It would bring back mid-range game, and you still would have the 3-pointers. I think, Rob, all sports are better when there's a balance. We talked about it with baseball.
Got to be
a
balance.
We don't want all home runs.
We don't want all strikeouts.
Right?
And they made changes,
Chris.
They
made changes.
Right. To make it so that we got
more stolen bases
and hit and run and no shift. And we got guys on the base pass. And the brand of baseball was better this past year. There's no doubt about it. No doubt.
Football, we don't want 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
But
and
we don't want
them
to pass.
League.
Right. We don't want arena football where you throw on every down and everything is a race to the sticks. Just run.
Yep. And I think it's the same thing here. You don't want all threes and layups or dunks. You want a variety of the game. I mean, you essentially, in a lot of cases, they're taking out parts of the floor because guys are being taught in some franchises not to shoot mid-range jumpers or certainly not long twos. So I think that, in my view, that's something that they might want to look at. I'm not as down on the product as you, but there does need to be some tweaking at the very least because, like we said, Rob, this isn't even what the article's about, but there seem to be way more blowouts than ever.
Chris, that's the other part, and you're right. But even the number that he came up with, you know, doing the research about 7 decades and only
that's
six
incredible.
Players had done it, and now, you know, like you got
in the last year.
In the last year, four. When it was six and 7 decades, And then Tua in the last 2 weeks. Those are incredible numbers, but the blowouts, and Chris, you talk about it on a nightly basis when I'm bellyaching about the game, and it's because if you're hitting your threes and you have a bad night with threes, you are down by 30, Chris. You have a bad night shooting threes.
In a lot of cases, there's no doubt. So I also think, Rob, that the style of play, as far as some teams, it's all the ball's always in one guy's hands. And he is going to, you know, if you have the ball in your hands all the time, your numbers are going to be outrageous. And Luka Doncic is he scored 73. He's one of those guys, especially when Kyrie's not there, who was, injured that game. It's always in his hands. Chauncey Billups once told me when Chauncey was working at ESPN, this was about a decade ago, maybe a little longer. He said, look, this is when the point guards were really starting to put up these crazy numbers, and it was looking like, man, this is the best era of point guards ever. He said, man, if I dribbled the ball for 15 to 20 seconds and then either took the shot or passed it to the guy that was going to take the shot, my numbers would have been crazy too. But that's not the best way to win. So I also think that's a part of it, Rob. So many of these teams revolve around one or two players doing everything.
And Chris,
and that's what we said with the Lakers. If they got a 25-point score, he ain't getting 25 with them.
No, it won't happen.
And so,
no, Chauncey's right, too. And that would have never happened with Larry Brown as coach.
No.
Never.
No.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Luka Doncic, who is on an incredible tear, Rob. We mentioned earlier he scored 73 points a few games ago. He had 45 points, 15 assists, and 9 rebounds last night in their game against Orlando, a win. And so the dude is doing damage. The game between the 73 and the 45, Rob, 28 points, 17 assists, 10 rebounds. And Jason Kidd had some incredible words. The great Jason Kidd, Hall of Fame player himself, has some incredible words about Doncic after that game. Here he is.
I've said this before, and I'll say it, for as long as I'm here, is you can't take this young man for granted. He's better than Dirk. He's in the atmosphere of MJ, the best to ever do it, LeBron, Kobe. And so just to appreciate what this young man's doing at the age of 24 is something that Dallas has never seen. And I've said this internally. He is better than Dirk. He does things that Dirk could never do. And now it's, the opportunity of getting the right people around him to ultimately win a championship.
You just said two times that Luka is better than Dirk. Dirk won a title and had been to two. Do you feel comfortable saying that on a guy that has not made even made the finals yet?
Yeah. MJ's the same way. MJ didn't make it until his 30s. This young man is 24 and is breaking all the records that stand in front of him. And he's a winner. And his ultimate goal is to win a championship. And he will get there, not just, you know, win one, but he will win multiple when it's all said and done.
All right, there's the great Jason Kidd. He is the coach of the Mavericks. I just want to say, correct something, and then you can go first, Rob. Jordan was 28, I believe, when
not
he won
his
first 30s.
Championship.
Yeah, he was in his seventh season.
And, Chris, I also liked, I don't know who the reporter or the podcaster pushed back. What was that? The radio show. I'm just saying.
Just
to put some. Okay.
It was good.
That's all. And that's what we talk about a lot, Chris, on the podcast.
Right.
It's not that you have to be vehemently against somebody or whatever, but just push back and give some other depth to the conversation and have them explain exactly what he meant.
Right.
So, which is
Absolutely. Fine.
That's all. And I thought the guy did a good job on that radio show. But I'll let you go first on this. You could go first because
Jason Kidd is absolutely right about Luka being better than Dirk. I don't care how many finals Dirk went to. Luka Doncic is better than Dirk Nowitzki, and that's no slight on Dirk. People think I don't like Dirk. I like Dirk.
There's like a running thing with you and him, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess so. I don't know.
That's
I'm not on
said.
Social media
I'm
looking
just
at
saying,
that like
but
that.
That's...
But whatever. I got no issues with Dirk. I spent time with Dirk, wrote a big story in ESPN, the magazine about him, you know. So I got no issues with – and I bring that up, you can say, oh, everybody writes stories. But when you write a magazine story, you spend a lot of time with the guy. So I wrote, you know, I mean, just an evening, spent an evening or two with him. Nice guy, good guy, one of the greats of all time, no doubt. But Luka Doncic is better. I don't know how in the world you could say Dirk is better than Luka. Luka scores more and then, of course, runs the offense, has a ton of assists. Dirk wasn't a great rebounder. Luka is darn near as good a rebounder as Dirk. Neither is a defender, but just watching these two, there's no doubt. Now, my issue is... Well, I'll say that now he is not in the class. I mean, Michael Jordan is in a class pretty much by himself as the GOAT. But if you want to put LeBron and Kareem in that class, I guess that would be the GOAT class. Even though I say it's Jordan, I think most people say it's Jordan. Those are the three in the conversation. Luka won't get there because those three, in addition to being great offensive players, they were great defenders. All right, so Luka's not a good defender, so he's not going to get to that group. He can, Rob. In fact, I'm going to say he should get to that next group. He's not there yet, but I think Jason Kidd is projecting.
That's not what
Luka
he said.
Luka Doncic should be, when it's all said and done, he should be being mentioned with Kobe and Larry Bird. I've been calling him Luka Legend since he got in the league. The dude is magnificent. My fear is this, Rob, because he's in his sixth season and he's not close to a championship right now. Jordan was close at this point. LeBron was close at this point. Luka's not really close. I know that one year they got deep, but they're the seventh seed right now. This is my fear, and it's not all on Luka. Some people will say some of it is because this is how he wants to play. But Luka, right now, he's playing and has played two ball dominant, which does contribute to his gaudy stats. But you can't win with one guy doing it all. James Harden, now granted, James melts in the playoffs, but still, he hasn't won it. LeBron didn't win it when he was doing it all. And I think his ball dominance during his prime may have cost him some more other rings. Michael Jordan didn't win it when he was doing it all. before Phil Jackson came and instituted the triangle. Remember, Jordan averaged a triple-double for like 14 straight games or something when they put the ball in his hands like players today. But he wasn't winning. Wilt, you can go all the way down the line. Nobody's won it as a one-man show because basketball is a team sport. Golden State didn't have the most talent in the league when they won their first and last championship in this era. They did when they had Durant. But before that, they didn't. What'd they do? They played five-man basketball when everybody else was playing one- or two-man ball. San Antonio, when they ran through the Heat in 2014, Duncan's old, past his prime. They played team basketball, five-man, everybody touching it, ball moving. They got to find a way in Dallas, and this is on Jason Kidd and Luka, to get him – have him be the man, but allow everybody else to get theirs too and play close to the maximum of what they can play. Right now, everything is off Luka. Or when Kyrie's there, it's Kyrie's turn and everybody's just watching Kyrie and playing off him. They got to get everybody incorporated, or as great as Luka is, and he should end up in that group, that second group right below GOATdom. But playing this way, I don't think it's going to happen. And so that's my fear. They got to work something out because there's no reason with Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, they should be the freaking seventh seed in the West.
Well, he lost me when he mentioned it with Michael Jordan. That's when he lost me. Because he didn't say I'm predicting, Chris. He's saying that he's already in that conversation or should be mentioned with them, and I don't think he's in that class. The other thing, too, and you talked about it defensively, and he's been overweight. He's worn out at the end of seasons. We've seen that in the playoffs. A third of his playoff games, he shot under 40%. Yeah, I remember that playoff series against the Clippers. They blew
it. He killed the Clippers.
Yeah, but he blew it. He blew the series, if you remember that.
He didn't blow it because they wasn't supposed to beat the Clippers.
Yeah, but he had a game six at home. They were up 3-2.
Taking them that deep.
They were up 3-2 at home.
Paul George and those guys.
No, but he had a chance.
He ate both of them cats up.
Yeah, but that's how you make your legend.
They were both among the best defenders in the league, and he served them.
Is when you beat them, but they didn't win.
Them boys got nothing for him.
And I'm gonna say too, I'm not gonna disrespect Dirk's career, because I think it's a different game that they're playing now, and I understand what Luka can do, Chris. I'm not going to poo-poo it or think he's not there. I just think that the conversation that Jason Kidd had was more about projection more so than it is right here, right now. And still, you could say, well, I don't care if Wojko went to the championship or whatever he did. If you remember that run in 2011, he was pretty damn impressive, made big shots, went through Kobe and Pau Gasol, he went through them, he went through the Russ and KD and Harden, Chris. He went through the gauntlet to get that championship.
I mean, Kidd was on that team, so he helped him, yeah.
No, I remember, I'm just saying. I'm not there. I'm not there yet. I think that this is premature by Jason Kidd. I get it. He's his coach. He watches him every night, Chris. He has an affinity for him. He thinks he could be there, but he's not. To mention him with Michael Jordan, I think is preposterous.
Well, that's – I think mean, it again, is. He won't be in that GOAT conversation.
But that's what he said.
I have no doubt. Like, I'm sorry. He's better than Dirk. I mean, all people can throw at me is the championship.
It's not just the championship.
What else is it? What did Dirk do better than him?
Yeah, it's just he's a different player. I get it, Chris. There's no doubt about it. And what he can do is spectacular. But Dirk had a hell of a Hall of Fame career as well.
Nobody's taking that away from him.
And he was able to win, too.
Luka's better don't mean we dissing Dirk.
Yeah,
that's the thing. That's like you and I always say, if you say LeBron is better than Jordan or Jordan's better than LeBron, people act like you hating the other one. No.
I think it's premature by Jason Kidd.
Man, I'm sorry. This ain't no doubt it ain't premature to me. Luka is a bad boy. That boy is bad. Jason Kidd right on that. Now, he went a little too far with the MJ stuff. I don't know. Atmosphere, maybe that atmosphere is huge, Rob. I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, 15 guys in that atmosphere, maybe. I don't know. But that was too far. But, nah, he is. I mean, and again, who knows Dirk better than Kidd? Kidd was the quintessential point guard and played with Dirk, helped Dirk get that championship.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.